Welcome to the Retail Transformation Show with me, Oliver Banks. This is your weekly podcast, delivering you the insight, ideas, and inspiration to successfully change and transform in our ever-evolving world of retail. Enjoy listening. Flagship stores are incredible shops. They represent an epitome of excellence and offer customers a fantastic shopping experience. But they can be excessively lavish and hugely costly, with no expense spared in a bid to worship the brand. So today, we're considering if flagship stores are a viable strategic approach, or if they're nothing more than an expensive vanity project. Well, hello, and welcome to the Retail Transformation Show. My name is Oliver Banks. I'm your host. I'm a retail transformation specialist, working as a consultant and advisor to help retail leaders bring their strategic goals into reality, driving meaningful transformation and making change happen. I'm also the author of Driving Retail Transformation: How to Navigate Disruption and Change. It's out now and available wherever you buy your books. Just search for or ask for Driving Retail Transformation. Thank you so much for tuning in. This one is episode 298, number 298. And as just mentioned, flagship stores are absolutely fantastic stores. Often these are incredible shops in prime locations with astonishing architecture and great commercial value, with high footfall, high visibility, and incredibly valuable customers. They represent a huge investment, often in cutting-edge store design, premium materials, luxurious furniture, and they may include additional customer propositions, perhaps a unique set of services, or exclusive products, or even add-on businesses and partnerships. And really, all of these different customer propositions go into making the flagship store a destination. They're usually filled with high-performing staff, with great training, often with the flagship store acting as a magnet for high-potential and high-performance people being sucked out of other stores and moved into the flagship store, and sometimes supported by increased labour budgets to make all of this happen. And consequently, those flagship stores set the standard for customer service across the estate. And flagship stores can represent a temple to the brand, a tangible representation of the very best that the brand can represent and what it wants to be. So flagship stores are fantastic stores, but then outside of the flagship store, the rest of the estate are not treated as equals. And quite often, a regional store can feel like a completely different company relative to that flagship, albeit with the same logo above the door. But everything else feels radically different, and that is confusing. Now, let's be honest, there are some retail brands which are based around the flagship. The flagship is the centre. For example, Selfridges or Harrods. Their core store, essentially their flagship, influences the other stores that they have and the other channels that they have, but really it remains all about driving customers to the flagship store. Yes, there are smaller Selfridges stores, for example, but it is all about that iconic store on Oxford Street. But today, we're not really considering those retailers. We're not considering those core flagship store brands. We're considering more nationwide brands that may choose to have a flagship or not. And really, we're asking, is it a viable approach? Is it financially feasible? Does it make sense to go down this avenue to have a flagship store? Or is it only a vanity investment that is not scalable? I very much have the view that actually, if you were to invest an equivalent amount of people, labour budget, store design budget, etc., across the rest of the estate, would it create a viable business? If it would, then that's great. If it wouldn't, then that's potential for a vanity project that is not adding great value. It's not offering a strong return based on all of that investment. Now, it might be that we can't afford to invest all at scale. And I understand that, of course, it's not always a black and white decision whether you should invest everywhere or not. But if it is viable and profitable in one location and in 100 or 1,000 locations, then it would be worth investing in as much as possible. And of course, the bigger investment equals a bigger reward. And really, we want to get our flagship concept such that the risk is low for that investment. So in just a moment, we're going to think about the case for and against flagship stores and consider which companies are doing great jobs with their flagship so we can consider and map out what is the blueprint here. What do we need to be thinking about and putting in place for our flagship approach to be a valid and viable strategic approach? So what's the case for operating flagship stores? Well, first and foremost, they often trade very well, often significantly above the rest of the estate. And that can be a function for a number of different things, aspects like the high footfall, but also our second point for the case for flagship stores is around creating a destination for loyal customers, so that someone is going out of their way to visit that particular store, not just relying on passing trade. And by creating a destination for loyal customers, it can be a great way to engage your customers and also extend the brand to new customers as well. And activities like workshops, lessons, events, and other exclusive experiences can be a great way to create that incredible destination. They can be the showcase for the brand, highlighting innovation, highlighting expertise. Flagship stores can be a very visible store for the press and for brand storytelling. And they can also be used for testing out new opportunities and new propositions. Often the colleagues are highly skilled and highly trained and can be much more flexible to take on some of the variability that tends to go with these new opportunities and new propositions. So if that's the case for flagships, what's the case against? Well, firstly, they've got a very limited reach. A flagship store is but one store. It serves only a small population of customers in the grand scheme of things. Yes, it might have the biggest footfall and sell the most out of the entire estate, but it still represents only 1 or 2% of total sales or total footfall. Flagship stores tend to have high costs, both in terms of store rent, in terms of fit-out costs, in terms of operating costs, and can even operate inefficiently due to aspects like their size or their layout. And those high costs lead to profitability questions. Is the store viable as a standalone store? Or do you need to rely on marketing investment, essentially, to prop up this physical store where it's not profitable based on revenues and all of these increased costs? It's easy to make the flagship store not scalable, so that you can't replicate the design or aspects or the propositions across other stores. And to our last point, if it's not profitable, can you justify taking an investment from the flagship store to another 10 stores or another 100 stores or another 1,000 stores? Well, if it's not profitable, no, why would you, right? That's a great way to destroy the business almost instantly. And so the question remains, is the flagship store scalable or not? Having this incredible and fantastic store also creates a disjointed experience for customers. I'm sure we can all think of times where we've had a shopping experience in a fantastic flagship store, and then we've been to another store, a regional store, and it's just not the same, right? We're in love with the brand, and then we go to the regional store, and it just feels like the poor relation. And it is, right? It doesn't have that investment level, but potentially performs better than the flagship store. Flagship stores can distract the business, encouraging people to focus on the topics that they want to focus on. You know, this wonderful, glossy, shiny store rather than the core challenges that exist for the rest of the estate. And consequently, it can create a false sense of reality if you think the flagship store is a representation of all other stores. And here I'm thinking that it creates a false sense of reality for your central teams or your head office teams if there is that assumption that the flagship store is equivalent to other stores. Like I say, for customers, it just creates a disjointed experience. But for head office colleagues or central colleagues, it can create a false sense of reality where you think, actually, it's all okay because our stores are lovely. And I think it is important to recognize that flagship stores are not created equally. Given the premium locations that they often find themselves in, they may have a different demographic setup than your core estate or perhaps your core customer. For example, you may find yourself with a significant percentage of tourists or higher spending customers, more valuable customers who shop there. You know, again, if you've got a premium location like a Regent Street or like a Bond Street in London, that is going to be a very different customer than you find walking through the doors of your high street store in a regional town somewhere else. And that premium location may then lead to higher footfall and more naturally increased conversion rates. People are going there either as a destination or they're going there as, let's say, a tourist with limited time, and they're naturally going to convert at a higher rate. So in many ways, it's not a level playing field when we're comparing a flagship store to a normal store. And really, all of these cases against flagship stores lead us to a question that says, well, would the major investment that we're making in one flagship store be better spread across several stores? And that's an important question to keep in our minds as we consider this. So whilst we keep those points in mind, what I'd like to do now is just reflect on some examples of retailers and brands that are using flagship stores to create a destination and then expand that across the rest of the estate. So a few examples, in no particular order, I might add. Firstly, IKEA. IKEA are starting to use smaller stores in premium locations, and this draws in traffic, perhaps customers that wouldn't shop in their big box out-of-town stores. It raises brand awareness, and it really represents the same sort of shopping experience that you would find in their big out-of-town stores, but with the convenience of the premium location. And it's going to be fascinating to see how they take their small store concept and they level it up when they open up the new flagship that takes place in Oxford Street. So that will be coming soon. Another company, relatively just across the road in Oxford Street actually, Microsoft, have got a suite of flagship stores across the world, and they use their stores, not exclusively, but tending to be an experience centre. And focusing on the gaming aspect, as well as other core customer groups such as B2B. And they then supplement this with immersive experiences that you can't get elsewhere, acting as a destination. So a great example there. Another company using their flagship store as a destination is Gymshark, who of course have fairly recently opened up their flagship store in London's Regent Street. Now at present, this is a standalone store, but they're planning on expanding to other shops in London and in New York. And really, this is about bringing presence to their online propositions and offering, and experimenting with the elements that can't be completed online. So aspects like exercise classes, for example. Boots have also opened up a beauty store in Battersea. And this flagship is focusing not on their complete brand offering, but instead specialising on a very specific aspect, a specific category, beauty, and going all in a way that their other stores can't do because they're split between health and beauty and other propositions too. Apple are arguably one of the leaders in flagship stores, beautiful stores all around the world. Their Fifth Avenue store in New York has got an iconic design which has then influenced their other stores. It's seen as a tourist destination, and interestingly, it's open 24/7, representing the fully on-the-go lifestyle that New York City brings. And then in Singapore, Apple have got an arguably equally iconic store with their spherical design store, which has captured lots of attention and carried through many of the same elements that have made Apple stores famous around the world of retail. Nike have again got their House of Innovation stores, bringing flagship stores to customers all around the world, whilst Adidas have focused in on their stadium store in New York, which helps to position the customer as their favourite sports stars, with the opportunity to go down the tunnel, as well as bringing live sports events to the store via big screens. Starbucks have got a few of their roastery stores, which demonstrates the coffee-making process and adds a real layer of authenticity for customers who shop there or who experience it. And then finally, the Lego store in Leicester Square in London, which features incredible life-size sculptures and some humongous builds, with plenty of selfie moments for customers. These displays are very Instagrammable and really encourage customers to engage with, share, and ultimately remember the visit to the Lego store. And it's always curious to see a store with a long queue, especially consistently, not where it's driven by, let's say, a sale, but consistently long queues just to get into the store. And it really shows off and demonstrates this store is a real destination store. And it acts as a focal point in a way that other Lego stores around the world, they just don't achieve the same destination feel. So lots of different flagship stores. And I'm sure you've got great examples of your favourite flagship stores. Maybe that's from you and your brand, or maybe that's from you as a customer. I'd love to hear from you. So you can always reach out to me and share your thoughts on flagship stores. My email is oliver.banks@obandco.uk. And you can find my details on the show notes page, which, by the way, is at obandco.uk/298. That's obandco.uk/298. So there's lots of considerations for and against flagship stores, and of course plenty of examples all around the world. But ultimately, is a flagship store a valid strategic approach, or is it a vanity project? And instead you should just forget about it and run stores on a consistent and fair investment and operating model. And my view is it is a valid strategic approach, but you need to also understand the very specific role that a flagship store plays. It needs to be a destination store. It needs to draw people in. It needs to be somewhere that customers, existing customers and new customers, want to specifically go there, rather than just relying on, as I mentioned earlier, passing trade. And to make it a destination store, you need to lean into unique propositions. That might be elements around product customization or personalization. It might be around specific access to real experts. Or there may be additional offerings that, again, you don't get elsewhere. And one of the examples I'll lean into here is Adidas, who have got a series of cameras and running machines to analyze your gait and suggest which pair of trainers would be better suited for your particular running style. Given the different customer demographics, you may also need to consider a category shift or a different product mix. But I would suggest you want to limit the number of pure exclusive products. You don't want to have a fully different range because that means you're a fully different retail store. But I do think it is okay to have some exclusive products. An example here, Lego do a great job with this. They have a very small selection of almost mementos from different stores. And after you've been in the long queue just to get in, that memento can be a lovely little addition to take home and remember the time in store. Flagship stores act as a media hub. They're great at demonstrating and presenting the brand to the press, which can help get more exposure. But also they should be used for creating more digital content for the wider brand, whether that's social media content, whether that's hosting live streams. And ultimately, this is all there to enhance the online presence for all of the other customers. So we've recognized that flagship stores have got a limited reach, but By using the store to create more digital content, there is a great opportunity to share that expertise and the excitement and, frankly, the pure passion for the brand with many, many more customers all around the world. And so I think it's really important that flagship stores act as a media hub. Flagship stores can also be an excellent vehicle to test out new concepts. They can be the store of the future or a concept store. But really, this is about genuinely testing something that is going to be scaled or potentially scaled across the rest of the estate. You can't say this is a store of the future and then put, you know, gold fountains everywhere, because that's not really going to be scalable at any stage. So you've got to be able to take your concept and understand, how am I going to scale down this concept, or how am I going to split it and divide it into smaller segments for other smaller and more regional stores? Really, here you're looking to understand the essence of the concept that you're testing so that you can apply it elsewhere and have a similar impact with a smaller investment. A good example here is H&M, where in one of their flagship stores, they've got a loop machine, which is used for recycling clothing. It demonstrates that this is an important aspect of the brand, and it's exploring and experimenting with how can you encourage more sustainable thinking, more circular economy elements into the four walls of the store. The flagship store can be a multi-use space as well, creating space for events related to the brand. It can be a good opportunity to host exhibitions and recognize local talents and local influencers. Now, that could be a passionate customer that you want to celebrate, or it could be a well-known influencer or celebrity. And you want to highlight the opportunity to create co-working and collaboration spaces, whether that's for hire for businesses, for example, or whether that's to support charity and community projects in the local area. How can you make the proverbial four walls of the store more than just about retail? And Samsung do a great job here with their flagship stores, or I should say experience centers, where they're hosting events, they're hosting business meetings and conferences, and they're giving unique opportunities to come and work in the store and generally absorb the brand almost by stealth, right? And then finally, we've been talking about the flagship store, suggesting that there is just one. But of course, given all of our examples earlier on, there doesn't need to be just one. Really, a flagship is a premium store that it's going to trade hard, it's going to attract customers, and it's going to offer a great experience. Nike and Apple both recognize this with many different iconic flagship stores all around the world, as we mentioned earlier on. So flagship stores are a part of the modern retail landscape. They are viable, but they do need to serve as more than just a classic retail store. They must be a hub for innovation, for community, for the brand across different channels, and they must be a hub for customers. And a hub, by definition, is connected. It's not standalone. It's not living in its own little bubble, disconnected from reality. A flagship store shouldn't just be a bigger store or with a fancy store design. It needs to be much more than this. So look for creative ways to leverage the space and the brand that it represents to really maximize the impact for the customers that visit it and all of the other customers as well, whether that is testing the next round of propositions, the new products, or whether that is creating digital content, or whether that is serving the community in bigger ways. A flagship store is the opportunity to create an unforgettable customer experience that draws people in, and it inspires customers and non-customers alike, creating great memories that encourage people to recommend, encourage people to talk more about the brand, and ultimately become more loyal towards that particular company. So that's a few of my thoughts about flagship stores. I believe they are a viable strategic approach, but as with all strategies, it must be intentional, because it's a very easy way to get carried away, fall in love with yourself, and spend a ton of money. With clients, I've looked at different flagship stores, but more importantly, how to connect that to the operating model such that the flagship is a hub compared to the rest of the estate. And it does lead the way for both customers, colleagues, and the future business. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on flagship stores. Do you agree with me? Are you struggling? Are you not sure where your flagship sits within your wider strategy? Reach out. I'd love to hear your thoughts. My email, once again, oliver.banks@obandco.uk. And you can find that, as well as links to LinkedIn and some more details about additional episodes to check out next, on the show notes page at obandco.uk/298. Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you're new to the show, do hit subscribe on your usual podcast app to check out new episodes every single week. And for new subscribers and existing listeners, be on the lookout for something new, a way to conveniently understand what is going on in the ever-evolving world of retail so that you stay relevant, you stay up to speed, and you can navigate the disruption effectively. So stay tuned for that one. Not too long to wait now. And in the meantime, I'll look forward to joining you on the next episode, episode 299. Incredible. Coming at you very, very soon. Bye for now.